candles and Ned Cole. Don't you think it's just kind of the dark image of, you know, satanic metal music and stuff? I don't know. It just kind of seemed kind of cool at the time, but mostly the confusion seems to be about definitions of words. And I think maybe what people were asking me the most, not only this weekend but in the months preceding this conference, why is it the last hope? People would constantly come up to me and ask me that question, and all I could say to them was, it's because that's what it is. It's the last hope. I mean, you know, why is anything anything? Things happen for a reason. And we all know the definitions of words. Last, of course, meaning final. That's it, no more. Done. Finito. Yeah. And, well, I mean, you know, there's good and there's bad to definitions of words. All right? And for instance, this is one thing you can say. This is the last year we will have this man as our president. I am not injecting politics into hacking. What I'm doing is simply using the word in a sentence. And it's a fact. Now, here's where I must take a little bit of responsibility for perhaps not being entirely clear. There is a different meaning to the word last. The most recent, previous, the one that just happened. For instance, the question being, did you attend the last Hope Conference? Yes. And I intend to be at the next Hope Conference. We should have had the last hope a long time ago. That kind of response. But yeah, you know, they're not going to tear this place down. No way. I mean, this place is just too, it means too much to too many people. And I've heard from a lot of people who work here that the plans, because of the failing economy, believe it or not, the plans to tear this place down have been shelved for the indefinite future. So, whatever you can do to hurt the economy, I suppose, will help this place. Whatever you feel like doing. But, I mean, a lot of you guys, Pyro especially, I don't know if he's in the audience, really took it upon themselves to get the word out about the hotel, how important it is to save it. And I think it made a difference. They'll never admit it. Bernardo, the people who own the place, will never admit it, but I think it did. And I think a lot of people realize that, yeah, this is a weird place, a weird hotel, a lot of strange rooms and floors and stories, but it's our place, and it's very unique, and the people that run it have been very good to us, and I think we've all had a great weekend. Am I right? And I really have to thank you guys more than anybody, because you established the tone of the whole weekend just by being so cool, hanging out, and learning so much, coming to the talks, being part of the whole AMD project, which people worked so tirelessly on to make that work. The Radio Statler, which I thought was an incredible idea. So many things happened at this conference. I think we had more projects than ever, and we had a bigger turnout than ever. And that's one of the reasons why, hell, we'd be crazy not to do this again. So, yeah, we're going to be here. But, you know, I don't want to be the only person thanking people, because I'm going to forget so many. So I'm going to just introduce it to the people down there. These are only a few of the people that have been working tirelessly for weeks, months even. Actually, I guess I really should introduce Mike first, because he's the guy responsible for bringing Club Mate to the United States. Mike, could you possibly just tell us a little bit of what you had to go through to get 5 pallets of the stuff over here and get these people addicted?
It's about 100 emails back and forth, and the people who sell it don't speak English, and I speak almost no German. So it was something of a challenge, but we had a lot of help. We had Alain in Switzerland who couldn't make it because he just started a new job, but for whatever reason was really dedicated to this project and kept translating for us. And Lynn, who is maybe even right up here, but certainly in the room, told us how to import food. He's a food safety expert. Hackers are food safety experts, too. A lot of people helped with this project, and a lot of people seem to like the results. So I'm happy if you did. I should say that if you want to buy a lot of it, we'll probably consider importing more. So go to club-mata.us and click on the contact link and get in touch if you want to buy some.
Yeah, it turns out the magazine business isn't all that profitable, but this is something that we really could become millionaires at. So we're going to give that a shot. The first 24 years, all right, that was good. But now it's about addicting caffeine beverages. We have Germany to thank. Nick Farr here from D.C. I think it was seeing Nick in Berlin just buying bottles of the stuff by the armful and with this manic look on his face that told me, you know, there's something here. There's a market to be exploited. And I want to thank you, Nick, for putting that idea in my head. And in fact, you have a whole pallet that you're taking home with you for your personal use.
Yes, thank you very much for that. That's most excellent. I'm serious. For those of you that don't know, I ran a project called Hackers on a Plane, which took people from last year's DEF CON to the CCC camp. And unfortunately, some of the people that I brought over to work for me started to realize how fun Berlin was, how fun their certain recreational materials were, and quickly disappeared, which meant that I had to stay up for 4 or 5 days at a time, and I don't think I could have done it without Club Mate. As soon as I get my palette home, it will be a very productive and sleepless 3 months.
All right, I'm June. I can't say I ran registration. It kind of ran itself. But I have to thank Megan because she put in 14-hour days the whole weekend getting people through. Besides me, she was the other like permanent person down there, but Paula, Adrian, they helped a lot. Joe, Marques, Voltaire, Arsenio, all filled in, and we had Alder. He'll be speaking also, but just wanted to thank you guys.
I'm Cheshire, and I was a volunteer coordinator this year. I want to thank the folks at UPOC.com, UPOC.com, for. Well, we've used their network to communicate with a bunch of volunteers. There were some folks on Twitter who actually passed some useful intelligence that we were able to use as well. And I want to thank those folks. All my volunteers, I want to thank you again. We're going to need you again. We're going to need you to help tear down this room and some stuff on the mezzanine. And there are T-shirts involved. So we do appreciate your help. Thank you.
We are. And I was organizing the microcontroller workshop and helped with some earlier stuff before I got too busy. Sorry. But yeah, there are a lot of people who helped make that possible. All of my friends at NoiseBridge, the hackerspace we're starting in San Francisco, including Rachel and Andy. And there's also Constantine. Thank you very much for making so many people happy making cool things with microcontrollers.
My name is Mike Roaddancer. I've been doing security for Hope. Oh, man, long time. First thing, everybody in an orange shirt, raise your hand over here. Okay, these are the guys that had to put up with sleepless nights, missing a few of the sessions to keep an eye on everybody else. Let me tell you, from me, thank you. Where's Frank at? Frank Tiding. Frank is my cohort. If there was no Frank, I would be in a straitjacket right about now. Hey, stop that. This conference was unique in just about every way. We're not sure what happened, whether the planets aligned or anything else, but somebody came by today to apologize for bad behavior. And I had to sit there and ask four people to pinch me. We had people losing BlackBerries, one of the new 3G iPhones. And what, anybody wanted to bet on the odds of those getting returned?
50-50.
Okay, earlier conferences, hell would have froze solid first. They were returned simply by sending them a text message going, please return this phone to the security desk. I think there's one other thing that's not been claimed. Christopher J. Smith Hale, are you in here? Okay, well, I got your 411s, motherfucker. I'm going to mail this shit back to him. But it was amazing. People were nice. I mean, people were nice. The speakers were incredible. Everything went smoothly. We didn't get any sleep. And like I said, once again, Frank, thank you. There's one other person I'd like to thank, one other person who is on this three-person team. Goes by the handle Kush. Kush couldn't be here. Unfortunately, he threw his back out, had to go home. So he's the injured on the injured list this time. But let me tell you, you guys are incredible this year. We've had incredible people over the years. I think when this all started, my daughter was 5 years old. She's now 20. Okay, in 2010, I'm not even going to tell you how old I'm going to be. And I hope to see every last one of you here. And by the way, y'all are incredibly talented people. Make use of it.
We have so many more people to thank and so many more things to do. And why are you hitting me? Okay, all right, we'll get to it. There's so many things. We all want to get to all different things. But I know everybody has their favorite talk that they've been to. We had more talks than ever before. I think we had 100 or so, not counting the unscheduled ones. We had four tracks, which is a first for us, and I think it went really swimmingly. All of our speakers showed up. No cancellations or anything like that. And an amazing job by all of them. It's simply incredible. We had Adam Savage here before. We had Jello Biafra and Kevin Mitnick and all kinds of well-known people, as well as all sorts of people that you haven't heard of before that are really cool and really talented. One of whom happens to be here now. I don't know how many of you attended the corporate anthems talk on Friday night, but this is just something absolutely incredible. I saw this in Germany, and Johannes from Austria is here just to liven things up a little bit. I know things have been a little bit down with the caskets and all the black stuff. You know, let's get a little bit more happy and positive and think ahead to the future, to the next hope and all that. Johannes.
Hello. It's always such a wonderful time in your, I have to repeat it, free-ish country. So, my name is Johannes, and I'm from Austria, and Austria actually looks like that. I'm from a piece of the world you maybe never go, but, you know, we have, like, a really interesting history, like fascism and Hitler and all that stuff. It's kind of cool. We speak a strange language called German, okay? Actually, it's a standard variety of Austrian German. Yeah? The difference is like a German would say Scheiße, and an Austrian German says Scheiße. Yeah, that's like, okay. Okay, I come from a country with a language called Austrian German, and we have a really cool term for this thing. How do you call it here? It's the at symbol. In German, we call it Klammeraffe, the clinging monkey. And I would like to try a linguistic experiment, an experiment in epidemiology now, okay? So there are so many cool people out there. Most of you are opinion leaders. So I'd like to introduce you to a German term. The German term is Arschgeweih, okay? Arschgeweih, I think there is, it's, you know, the tribal things that are on your backside, you know? That tramp stamp. Yeah, the tramp stamp, that's the American term for that. And I tell you what, if you take the term Arschgeweih and translate it to English, it's ass antlers. Okay? And that's kind of cool, isn't it? So, I want you to use the term ass antlers, and I try to find out how far it can go. Okay? And maybe it will end up on Fox News, or I don't know. Okay, good, good. But I'm not here to take you down because of your language. I'm here because I want to introduce you a new song. I was thinking of, you know, there, I was talking about corporate anthems, and I was thinking there should be something like a hacker theme song, yeah? Something we can feel good about, okay? So I was scanning my archives, and I found an interesting song from 1996. It's a German song. I have the translation in English on screen right now. The song is called Surfen Multimedia. Okay? Background story about that one. Let's have it here. Surfen Multimedia from 1996 by a group called Eurocast. Okay? And actually, it's Euro Schlager Trash Pop. Okay? You may never hear about Schlager again, but you'll get the feeling if you hear it, okay? This song was ahead of its time. Like a pretty white trash Schlager techno song in 1996, singing about the internet. Of course, there was no market for that, but I see the market here, okay? So you won't be able to sing with me because it's in German and you only get the really bad translation. But I think you should feel good about it. And if you want to stand up and dance, please do it. Okay? By the way, a big applause for the guys from ANV. They are incredible. They actually make us being able to be heard by you. Okay. So, please start the song. It's Surfen Multimedia, and yeah. Volume.
Auf der Daten, auf der Bahn. fish on the side, that mouth on a cake, that game beer off pool. The world wide web, that burgundy, I need a high from school.
Those Germans, first you bring us the Neubauten and then that. Oh my. If you want to download the song, it's on the Monochrome blog in maybe 5 minutes. You can download the MP3 and creep the shit out of other people. Okay. It's here. Someone in charge here? Yeah. Okay, yeah, here. Yeah, of course.
That's a lot better than a funeral march, isn't it? Okay. Well, we have so many more people to go through. Albert, I see you over there. You were at registration with Jens almost all the time. Any fun stories to tell? Albert came here from Holland just to tell our press people that they can't get in for free. Did you turn away Fox News?
Yes.
You did. All right.
Yeah, I had about 800 emails from all kinds of press people, press organizations, and basically I told them all, you know, you can get in for free if you put some press up front. And all they said, well, we have a blog. I said, no, we have blogs ourselves. That's not good enough. And only like a handful, 8, actually managed to give us some upfront publicity, and all the other ones were not allowed in for free. That's it. Eric actually mentioned Fox News especially, and indeed I twice, 4 times, so, you know, you got what you wanted. No Fox News. I was also on the core mailing list, and about 4,000 emails were exchanged this time. That's a record, actually. Last time, about half, but, you know, 1,500 of the emails were dedicated to the RFID tagging. You know how much effort it was? It's not normal. This was incredibly lot of effort by lots and lots of extra people. So I would say an extra hand of applause for the people who did this project. Also the people who really organize this, that's only like 5 people, it works like clockwork. They know what to do, they know where to get it, they know how to barter, how to get it cheaper than ever. It's incredible how incredibly tight budget this is possible. In Europe, you cannot do this for $80. $80, that's amazing, guys. I find this amazing from being from Europe to do this for $80. Give yourself a round of applause.
Well, one of the reasons we can do it for cheap is because we have so many talented people. For instance, Adam and Chris with the AV are capable of just finding incredible deals so that we don't get ripped off too badly. And we just have so many talented people that are doing work that ordinarily would cost a fortune to pull off. For instance, the artwork from the program and on the badges, our artist Fred is around here somewhere. He did an incredible job. And Mark S., who laid out all the entire program so that all of you can figure out where to go and when. Not here right now, but also worthy of a lot of applause, I think. Plus our friends who are giving everybody rides in the Segways. You all take rides? Yeah. Anybody wipe out too badly? I saw a couple. Wow. You're one of them? Okay. A-team, anything you want to say about Segway teaching?
Hello? Okay. Well, I want to first thank all the people who helped me run this. I got a little bit of a list, but I don't want to leave anyone out. Dylan, not Kevin, my best friend Cooge, Eyeball, Bjorn, White Sword, and Dot Red. I know that I took the biggest fall of all on the Segway. I don't know if anyone saw.
I don't know why people are applauding that, but
I don't know if anyone saw on Friday night. There's that yellow thing covering the wires right after the elevators, and I got a little air on it, and I didn't land so nice. I have a wound I could show you after, but it's kind of nasty. But and I want to apologize to the knock for the three people who crashed into your styrofoam wall. We tried our best. We instructed everybody, but, you know, what are you going to do? It happens.
And we also said that we'd mention this. If anybody wants to buy a Segway, go to the New York City Motorcycle Club. Some people out in Queens that rented us these things, and maybe they'll rent them to us again, if, a bunch of you buy them. And, of course, we mentioned the artwork, and, of course, the artwork in the inside the actual space itself, the caskets. Well, actually, not the caskets. We found those someplace else. Long story.
but somewhere.
But all the other the little, what's the word for it? The candles and what? Yeah, the artwork here.
Installation art.
Yes, installation art. Well, there's that too. But I'm talking about what was happening on stage and the signs and all that. Rob T. Firefly, Great Frequency, putting all that together. And there's Greg. And I heard people want to buy this. I heard people want to buy the artwork. Is there any update on that, Rob?
We have had some interest expressed, which frankly is a surprise and a very huge ego boost to both myself and Great Frequency, who it was a total co-production between the two of us in the Great Fire Studios out on Long Island, a.k.a. my filthy basement. So I have to thank Gray for all her help on the project and
Gray, wave.
You know, doing with it. Come
on
out here, wave.
Up.
Wave to people. Come on. I also have to thank Gray's husband, Renderman, for helping with final assembly of the finished product.
Do we want to tell the story?
Do we want to
tell
the story?
About how they became husband and wife.
Gray wants to
tell
the story.
Do
you
want
to tell the story, Gray?
Render is a speaker in at H2K2, and I saw him across the room wearing a similar hat. And so he was cute, and there's pictures online that are blurry because I thought he was that cute. So, so the next hope afterwards, he flirted with me, and we ended up dating, and it's a bit of history after that. So, thank you, Hope.
And thank you, Emmanuel, for having Hope.
Matchmaking, just one more service we provide here at the Hope Conferences. If there's any other stories out there of people who have met up at conferences or perhaps children that have been conceived at conferences, I don't know. Or couples who have broken up because of the conference, I'm sure that's happened a lot. Yeah, no one's gotten arrested at this conference, I don't think. Steve Rambo made it out safely. I hope. Yes, thanks to our security team. Nick, you also have something you wanted to add.
Oh, yeah. I was too busy thinking about my Club Monte to properly thank my Hackerspace Village people. Would all the people from Hack DC, Hack Toronto, the Hactory, C4, Metalab, and Noisebridge, could you all stand up real quickly if you're out in the audience, if you're still here? Could you give these guys a huge round of applause for doing a great, great village? I think it was an incredible, incredible experience. I especially want to thank Mitch again for running such a great microcontroller workshop. That was busy 24/7. Could we just give him another round of applause real quickly? a lot of people were coming up to me today saying, oh, wow, this is such a great thing. It's such a great success. But ultimately, whether or not the Hackerspace Village is a success or a failure will depend on whether or not you go out and build hackerspaces where you live. Check out hackerspaces.org. And thank you very much for letting me run this year. Thank you.
Nick deserves so much credit for spreading the news about hackerspaces throughout this country and visiting places all throughout the world, learning how they run hackerspaces. So it's a real movement. It's something that's spreading all over the place. And in another couple of years, I can only imagine what it's going to be like. It's really, I've never felt this optimistic about the whole concept of hackerspaces, not since the days of the Lost, I guess. Okay. Now, Bernie has been involved in many things in the conference. But there's one thing in particular that I'd like to have him talk about, which I think is maybe one of the most important things that we could have done, and I'm very happy that it worked. And Bernie, why don't you tell the story?
Many here probably have heard of the radio show Off the Hook, and one of our longtime brethren, Jim Vicench, also known as Jeopardy Jim, has many of us, many of us may know that he was struck down by a stroke last year, a pretty serious stroke. And he's been making a remarkable recovery over the past few months. But this weekend has been his first public appearance. And a lot of people went to a lot of effort to bring Jim here. Jim, can you stand up for a second? Stand up.
Let me just jump in for a second. A lot of people wanted to have Jim come to the conference and take part in it, but we were all so busy organizing the conference. Bernie is the one who took the time to make it happen. I don't know how he did it, but made dozens of phone calls and somehow made it a priority to get him over here, to have him stay at the hotel so that he would not miss anything from the conference, because he did not want to miss a moment of the conference.
And I just want to mention a few names of people who were instrumental in getting Jim here and making his stay here a pleasant one. Suzanne Hirsch, Donna Stein, Mike McEnroe, Leo and Sergey Zagman, and David McMillan all gave a lot of effort to get Jim here and to make sure he was safe and happy. So thanks, all of you.
Any of the AV guys, you want to say anything? You're holding a microphone. Go ahead. Go ahead, Greg.
So I'm Greg Newby. I've been somewhat ubiquitous. That's what I strive for at these events. I'd like to mention that this is, I talked about community earlier. This is a community which is standing in front of the microphone. I apologize. I know enough about AV not to stand in front of the microphone and after a certain amount of time. Anyway. So I guess I just really want to point out, thanks everyone, great community, great meritocracy also. It's very easy to get involved in these conferences next time they come around. Basically, you just do stuff, and before you know it, you have responsibility, and before you know it, you're getting blamed for stuff. It's wonderful. But I really wanted to say that it's going to be great when we all go back to school, when we all go back to work, when we all go back maybe to house arrest this next week. That I hope your lives are changed. I know my life has changed every time I do one of these, and I think that's one of the wonderful things that happens when we all get together.
I also want to thank Greg for his work in emceeing, introducing a lot of speakers, Laszlo as well, and we had a couple other. Nick was doing some of the intros. Any other? Gus was also. Okay, we have a lot of people just making sure everything worked just right. But, of course, as Johannes mentioned before, AV is key. Without AV, you can't hear what the hell we're saying or see any of the presentations. And I think it really worked flawlessly this time. And you guys deserve an incredible round of applause for that.
I'd like to thank Teddy from Media Archives for picking up the slack when we had some trouble with the people who were going to record all the talks. So he brought a lot of cameras in here and handled the DVD recording and duplication. So I'd like to thank him for pulling that off at the last minute.
Yeah, that guy never slept. I mean, he was recording three tracks at once, four tracks. Was he recording all four?
Yeah.
Burning DVDs 24 hours a day. It's incredible. Thank you so much, Teddy, for doing this.
And I got myself a little overcommitted this time with the AMD project and a few other things I was working on. So Adam's been really running a lot of the show for the past couple conferences, and this time he basically just ran everything. I got here, just started working on the AMD stuff, and never really stopped. So he really took care of everything else. And so I don't know if you want to thank some of the people from your team.
Yeah, I'd like to thank the crew that's been coming out with me from Pittsburgh for years with AB Tech at Carnegie Mellon University. There are a bunch of them that you won't see in this room right now because they're actually starting to get strike ready already. That room's already coming down, as well as some of the stuff on the second floor. I'd also like to thank the guys who came out of the woodwork to give us a lot of help this week in mixing. It's a lot of time on soundboards to do these two tracks all day long and, well, on Saturday all night long. So I'd like to, people I see in the room, at least Jim and Rudy, and all the other people that stepped up to help out with AV this year. I could also use a lot more people in the next couple hours. Everything you see in this room needs to come down and get ready to go on a truck. And so we'll be looking for pretty much every volunteer that wants to give a hand. We'll put a wrench in your hand, help you coil cables, and get everything ready to go. So thank you in advance to all of you that are also going to be volunteers.
And those of you who choose to become volunteers, what will they get for their efforts, Bernie?
Oh, if you volunteer to help break this place down and you really put in an effort, you'll get a T-shirt or some other of gratitude in the form of swag.
A volunteer T-shirt, right?
Oh, special volunteer T-shirt.
Sorry, I'm getting a phone call. I'm not going to take it. Lexicon.
I was kind of in charge of the AMD team and Radio Statler, and I made a map of the expo floor, so everything was kind of coordinated where it was going ahead of time, which was sort of a first. And the knock knock, I did that. I want to thank a bunch of people who were working on the radio. Nick got behind me here with the Radio Statler T-shirt on, was the chief engineer and pulled together an amazing assortment of equipment on like zero budget. We were taking call-in shows and all sorts of stuff going on. Bunny grabbed gigabytes and gigabytes and gigabytes of Creative Commons music that we've been playing for 3 days. We're videotaping. Hypo and Tech Darko and Jeff and Nixoft and the network team and the video streaming team with Ethan downstairs who got us the audio from the talk so we could send it out when we had a chance. And everyone who did the show was great. Arca, who had to fly to Florida this morning, was our program coordinator. And he came in at the last minute, really, because our program director is stuck in Panama right now. That's Al Stroger. But Al, if he was here, he would have done a fantastic job. And, of course, the guys who did Digital Music Night, all the musicians were really great. The high-frequency noise, if anyone was a little bit offended, if you were closer to the screen, there was low-frequency noise that didn't make it back. So anyone who was screaming, if you'd moved a little closer, it would have sounded better. but also Peter Kern, who coordinated Digital Music Night, was fantastic. So I want to thank everybody who put together Radio Statler. That was just great. And
I just want to make one addition to that. A big shout out goes to Alex at Skaliqua Enterprise Hosting. They donated more bandwidth to run the radio station than we actually had in the hotel, and we used it. So thank you so much.
A
speaking of bandwidth, I know we had the network people up here already, but wow. I mean, I just got to say, Draghorn and team did an incredible job this year. It was flawless. The only times the network went down is when something upstream went down, like, an office or something failed. And the president of the company was working on it, and we were never down for more than an hour or so. People were watching talks, streaming in foreign countries. I was getting calls from people who saw social engineering in Russia a few hours later, and I that's never happened before. So it's just incredible, and I think we've really achieved a level of excellence now that we're never going to be satisfied unless we do again. So thanks. Thanks, Dragon, and everybody else. I've been asked to warn you, for those of you who are flying home, you definitely want to be taking the batteries out of these things because these are considered transmitters. In fact, they are transmitters, and you might piss off some pilots or stewardesses or something, or TSA. You'll get enough odd looks coming in through this anyway, but just take the battery out. And that's probably the wisest thing to do, right? All right.
One last note about the radio. Radio.hope.net, we're going to have the entire three-day-long show archived in a couple of days, so you can listen to it now that you're done going to talk.
Mike has some thanks for the vendors that have appeared.
I want to thank all the vendors who came and tabled all weekend. Some of them were there like past midnight. And I think they provided you guys with an interesting experience. And we want to thank some of our old friends from Differware and No Starch and Make Magazine and some of our new friends from IT2 and NetWitness and a whole bunch of other people. I'm not going to read them all, but they're all really awesome. And thanks for coming, guys.
The number of people hanging out by the vendors for so long is testament to that. So that's really cool, and we're glad they came. Lynn is here to tell us something else, another milestone that was achieved at the conference.
Hi, guys. So we had a ham radio exam downstairs. I unfortunately slept through it. But Joe was there, and with the ham radio VE team that gave the exam, who were not hackers, but came out, and they had the largest exam session that they have ever done at this conference. Over 60 people took their exam, and over 70% passed and got their ham radio license or upgraded their license to a higher class. So congrats, and hopefully I'll hear you guys on the air next time at the conference.
Bernie, it wasn't me. Bernie, you have some exciting stuff now.
Oh, yeah. We have a...
Why does everybody do that? Just tap the microphone with your finger. Just talk until you hear your voice.
We have a lot of swag to give away, and we couldn't figure out a fair way to do this, so if you just lend a hand breaking down, we've got hundreds of pieces of things, and I just want to mention some of the stuff we have and some of the vendors who gave it to us. Think Geek has given us several Wi-Fi detector shirts. It shows you actual, if you're in a Wi-Fi area, it'll show up on your shirt. Some special USB memory keys, some shirts. O'Reilly Publishing gave us several books, including several copies of iPhone, Open Applications Development, and on Silverlight 2. Mitch Altman of Cornfield Electronics, many of us know him as a hacker who has helped us put the RFID badges together, but he also makes an amazing invention called the TV Be Gone, which our hotel front desk discovered this week. donated several TV Be Gones. No Stars Press donated several books. Locksport International, Doug gave us several lockpick sets, as well as Tool, the open organization of lockpickers, gave us some very cool lockpick sets. The Lost Film Fest, who put on some really great movies downstairs, has donated some movies, DVDs, some T-shirts. Some company called 2600 Magazine has given us a whole bunch of caps and T-shirts and mugs and mouse pads to give away. And Differware, one of our vendors, has a box of RFID wallets. So if you're worried about your credit cards with RFID chips being having the info snagged, that's going to protect you. Oh, and Wiley Publishing, the publisher of the new 2600 book with how many pages is that, Emmanuel?
Oh, God, it's about 900 pages. I'm pretty shocked by that. But, yeah, it debuted at the conference, and Wiley said they've never sold anything quite as much as this in one place at one time. If you didn't get one, they're in bookstores either now or next week.
There weren't enough off the press to give them away here, but they did donate a bunch of copies of Kevin Mitnick's books, The Art of Deception. So there's a whole bunch of prizes here. If you just help out a little bit after this conference to break it down, you'll get something, as long as you're just here for more than just a couple of minutes. And we have a lot of special volunteer T-shirts that are designed specifically for the volunteers. So help out, and you'll come home with something cool.
You're the guys who make this possible, the people that help us strike at the end and help us set up at the beginning and just help keep it all smooth the whole way through. And it's what makes this conference amazing. People don't believe it's possible to do something like this, and time after time we prove them wrong. I want to thank all you for respecting the hotel, for keeping things sane and fun. And I also want to thank the hotel for being nice to us. I think they really went all out to make sure we got everything we needed.
There's a single personality who's been with us from the start, since the early 80s. Probably could have gone on to a life of success, either in corporate America or maybe in the circus. And has gone by the name Emmanuel. And I think we know something of the history, something of the commitment, something of the level of effort that it takes. I think we've seen in a number of ways that he's not in it for the money, he's not in it for the fame, and that he's a visionary and a leader, and we're happy to have him as part of this organization. Emmanuel Goldstein.
My only talent, we'll talk about that circus remark later, but my only talent, I think, is being able to recognize a bunch of talented people that can pull something off, despite people saying it's impossible. And I hope I don't lose that ability anytime soon, because you're the guys that make it fun. All right, any other concluding? Have we forgotten anybody? Pissed anybody off? Who are we pointing at? I can't see. Mitch, who are you pointing at? Kevin, not Kevin. Yes, well, not Kevin's been around. You've been up for how many hours straight now?
I have no idea. Something like Wednesday morning.
Well, someone can do the calculation out. I don't understand how people stay up for so long. Well, of course, the Club Monte has something to do with it. But it's mostly the enthusiasm. It's the fun of being here, realizing that this only happens every couple of years. And that's what makes it so cool. So keep checking thenexthope.org. Speaker submissions open on Monday. And we'll be starting planning committee meetings next week. So don't you all think you're not going nowhere. You're We've got 2 years to get it together. Thanks everybody. And please stick around, help us clean up so we can get out of here at a reasonable time, and do this all the sooner. See you in 2010.